Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob, I'll admit, it's very rarely the text line catches me off guard. I'm a little surprised at the text line. The text line is always on the side of rules or rules. Always. Look at that. You guys are switching up. But you telling me the Chiefs stay the same and the text line can grow and evolve? I'm surprised. I'm stunned. Are you surprised at the text line? I'm stunned at the text line. Firmly on the kid side of this debate. Very firmly on the kid side.
I think it's because of the rule. If he had been to hang out with his friends, oh, they would smoke him. But
I do think kicking him off the team is extreme.
I agree.
Like, why can't you just run suicides? Like, that's what we used to do back in the day. You did something the coach didn't like. Hey, man, get on the line. Oh, my God. Then everybody's got to run.
Or even just suspend him. Like, hey, you're going to miss the next 5 games. You're still on the team, but you ain't playing for 5 weeks.
Somebody said, well, what does this happen to you? I just take regular vacation. It's the way it works. I'm not going to be here. Oh, well, I don't know what to tell you, Spectre. I'm not going to be here this day. I got plans. I'm going hunting.
I mean, but yes and no. Like, if you're like, hey, the Friday before the Super Bowl last year,
well, yeah,
you're here. You couldn't be like, yeah, I'm going. No, you're here.
Yeah, that would get denied. Every other time would be like, oh, yeah, well, it's for y'all to figure it out.
We call that June in the office.
Yeah. I'm already mapping them days in 2026. I'm about to have January free. I wasn't planning it. I ain't never just been free on January 11th. What is that like? Can do whatever I want. I don't know what that's like. Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. You're listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. All right, we got a lot to get into in this 5 o'clock hour. This is where I'd like to start. Right now, if you go on FanDuel, there are the AFC Championship Game winner odds. I only bring that up is because we have all treated the AFC Championship game like it is the Kansas City Chiefs' birthright. Because it basically has been since Patrick Mahomes has entered the NFL. You know that 50% of the AFC Championship game is locked up. The Chiefs are playing in that game. And for the first time in a long time, it looks like there are two spots that are open. I'll take it one step further. If the Chiefs don't make it to the AFC Championship game this season, which seems very doubtful, it will be the first time that neither Patrick Mahomes nor Tom Brady have played in the AFC Championship game since 2010. It was the Steelers and the Jets. It was Ben Roethlisberger against Mark Sanchez was the last time that either Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes did not find themselves in the AFC Championship game. There have been two quarterbacks that have absolutely run circles around this conference for almost two decades now. One of them just happens to be the quarterback of your favorite team. We have talked all season about new money. Well, now we're starting to get the numbers. Right now on FanDuel, the Patriots, Broncos, and Bills are all at 4-to-1 odds. So you place $10, you win 40, they'll hand you back 50 bucks. The Texans right now are at 70, or at plus 70. The Jacksonville Jaguars are at 7-to-1. The Chargers are at plus 1,000. The Ravens at plus 1,100, etc. We don't got to go through every single team. Rob, if I gave you a bonus bet right now and I gave you a free $100, FanDuel calls up and says, Rob, we love your commercials. So many people are signing up to our app just because of you. I give you a free bonus bet of $100. You have to bet on who you think is going to win the AFC. Who do you think it's going to be?
New England Patriots. I think they are the best team in the AFC. I understand why people will pick other teams. And we had Joshua Briscoe on, and you echo a lot of his sentiments and vice versa on the Bills. And I don't think the Bills are a bad choice. But you're telling me I get maybe the best coach in the AFC playoffs and what could be one of the top two quarterbacks in the AFC playoffs, and he's playing every game at home? I feel really good about those odds. I know it's not fun. It's not exciting. It's not dark horse. It's not what a big gamble. You get to make so much money because I'm picking probably the favorite. But for me personally, I would be taking the New England Patriots in that scenario.
Text line 913-586-7965. I'm kind of curious on where you guys are in the state of the AFC. I told you guys last week I placed 10-1 odds on the Patriots to win the Super Bowl. I just think they check a lot of the boxes of the kind of team that you need to be in order to win the Super Bowl. So I obviously would place them to win the AFC in this. So I'm with Rob on that. I think this is really interesting for this reason. I think there's only one team in the AFC that has to go to the Super Bowl, and that team is Buffalo. If the Patriots in Drake May's first playoff don't make it to the Super Bowl, it will be a feeling kind of like what happened in Kansas City. Hey, this was a good year, a great step forward. Eventually, we're going to be there. And the Chiefs just got there maybe a little faster than everybody else. But you guys remember that feeling. When they lost the AFC Championship game, it obviously was one of disappointment because of how close the Chiefs got. But there also was a hopefulness. We know eventually we're going to get there. We just need to make a couple of moves, and we'll be right there. That is the feeling that New England will have. Denver will also feel that way, regardless of how the season ends. But if you look at the rest of the AFC, almost every argument the Chiefs fans have made against other quarterbacks are now going to pop up in this one. New England doesn't have any playoff experience. Denver doesn't really have any playoff experience. CJ Stroud never won anything of importance in the National Football League. Trevor Lawrence never won anything. Justin Herbert, he's never won a playoff game. He's 27 years old. Lamar Jackson, playoff underperformer for the most part. Like, all of the quarterbacks that Chiefs fans have kind of reigned superiority over, and those are the quarterbacks that are going to define who ends up going to the Super Bowl. I've told you guys, I think the Chiefs are out of it. This conversation really isn't as much about the Chiefs as it's really about Buffalo. Can you imagine telling Buffalo Bills fans at the very beginning of the season that they could quite possibly be in a playoff that doesn't have Patrick Mahomes, doesn't have Lamar Jackson, and doesn't have Joe Burrow? Every single Buffalo fan is doing backflips, and they're planning their trip to San Francisco. Hopefully it doesn't happen on days that the coach has a scrimmage planned. Every Buffalo Bills fan is doing backflips. We're going to the Super Bowl. Now, fast forward. You have 1 month left in the NFL regular season. Man, Buffalo is the only team in the NFL that has to feel like this is Super Bowl or bust. If Josh Allen doesn't go to this Super Bowl, and you can't figure out a way to beat Bo Nix, or can't figure out a way to beat Trevor Lawrence, or Drake May in your own division who has zero playoff experience. Drake May's never even played in a big game before. He went to North Carolina. He didn't win the ACC, didn't go to the college football playoff, didn't go to a marquee bowl game. Drake May's never played in an important football game in his life. If Buffalo doesn't represent the AFC, this will be one of the biggest missed opportunities we've seen in a while. There's been a lot of comparisons between Patrick Mahomes and Michael Jordan. And the comparison usually is that Michael Jordan stopped a lot of his contemporaries from winning championships. He stopped Karl Malone. He stopped Patrick Ewing. He stopped Reggie Miller. We can go up and down the list of teams that ran up against the 90s Bulls and lost. And now those guys don't have championships. And if you ask them what's the biggest reason, they're going to point to number 23 for the Chicago Bulls. Man, the AFC's kind of been that exact same way. Why has Josh Allen not been to a Super Bowl? Why has Lamar Jackson not been to one? It's the same argument. Can you imagine? We're about to start a postseason in which that person is just not a figure. That person is not there. You don't have to worry about going through Kansas City. You don't have to worry about going to Arrowhead and playing in the Arrowhead Invitational. They didn't get invited this season. And this is the first time that the lane appears to be pretty wide open in the AFC. You have always had to either go through Kansas City or New England. You've had to do that for 15 years. I'm sure you'll have to do that again. I don't think the Chiefs are done playing in very important games. They'll be back. I just don't think they're going to be back this year. So usually, like I said, there's one spot that's open. The Chiefs have one of those spots. The Patriots have one of those spots. And we are trying to figure out who is going to play either one of those teams. And you can't feel that way right now. You can make a case to me for about six teams in the AFC. You can convince me that Houston goes to the Super Bowl. With that defense, if their defense gets after some young, inexperienced quarterbacks, you can definitely sell me how Houston wins their division and figures out a way to get to the postseason or to the Super. You can definitely sell me on that. You could sell me on New England, who's been the best team in the AFC. Denver, best team in the AFC. Jacksonville might actually be the best team. We just don't spend any time talking about them. That was an impressive win from the Chargers yesterday. I know the Charger died, I get it. But for a team right now whose quarterback has one arm, their offensive line has all kind of issues, for them to fight and figure out a way to win that game with that level of toughness, we have never seen the Chargers win that kind of game. So there's about five or six teams that could represent the AFC. This is as wide open as it has been in quite some time. And I think one of the reasons why it's so frustrating if you're following the Chiefs is, man, it was right there for you to go to four straight. There's still not a team. We got 1 month left in the NFL regular season. There's no team that's a cut above the rest. That, man, if the Chiefs just could have figured their own business out at any point this season, they'd be right here in the mix. And they'd be dangerous. They should be what Houston is. A team right now that maybe they're not going to win their division, but a team that absolutely nobody wants to play. Houston has won five games in a row. The Chiefs have lost four of their last five games. Sunday was an example of two teams that are just going in very, very different directions. And Houston right now looks like a very dangerous team that could possibly make some noise. And the Chiefs look like a team that you can't trust and you can't believe in. I think the Chiefs are going to lose to the Chargers or the Broncos. I don't know which one. I don't know. I'm just telling you right now, I don't trust the Chiefs enough to play a consistent four quarters of football against good teams. And they got two good teams left. They will figure out a way to lose to one of those two teams. I don't know exactly how. I don't know which one. I'm not ready to make a prediction yet on who what on Sunday's game, but I'm telling you that I feel like we keep kicking the can. Well, can they go 5-0? Can they go 4-0? The answer is no. They're not going 4-0. They're going to figure out a way to lose to one of these two teams because that's what they've done so far this season. All right, Rob, let's shout out Baker University.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for The Hits. Number one.
Karen, here's how The Hits are brought to you by Baker University. Make your next era orange at Baker University, the first university in Kansas and ranked number one in return on investment among private universities in the state. Baker University, forever in our orange era. Well, Carrington, many have talked about the end of the dynasty, perhaps. Nate Taylor, friend of the show, was all
he is friend of the show, for sure.
Was all Cody and Gold earlier today, and he said it's at least fair to ask if it's the end of the line for the Chiefs dynasty.
I don't think it's necessarily fair to say the dynasty is over. And I do understand that, like, we are in direct comparison to what the Patriots did for 20 years, which is, I want to just remind the audience, extremely unprecedented. The coach and the quarterback met at the perfect time to do something that had never been done in the history of this league. Okay, now they tinkered, they mixed and matched. Personnel people left, coordinators left, of course, receivers left. This year is confounding to me because they never got blown out by anybody. Nope. It's ironic that their biggest loss of the season was just Sunday. Yeah. Because their coach put them in a pretty difficult situation. It backfired on him. And so, in essence, you now have to chase points, and then that backfires on you. And so you gifted the other team 10 points when they had no business scoring 10 points in the second half when you were, in essence, dominating on defense. You know, if you could tell me, I'm more or less – not concerned with the roster, as strange as that might sound to the audience. I'm more fascinated as to how this coaching staff finds improvement within itself for next season.
Carrington, I'm going to ask you.
Can I actually don't. I
You don't want to talk about the dynasty?
No, I do. I don't care about that topic. I don't care. I feel like we're doing fun with words and we're just like, oh, well, the dynasty's over, but they're still, I don't care. I don't care. Like, 2025 has been a disaster. They got blown out in the Super Bowl. They're under 500. Whatever version, whatever number you think we're on, 2.0 post Tyreek Hill, whatever act you think we're in, the act before is over. You know, the act before is over. There was the with Tyreek Hill era. There was the couple of seasons after Tyreek Hill. There is now a break. We're putting the closing down. Go get some popcorn. We have another intermission. Come back and we'll see how the rest of it. I don't care about that. This is the thing, though, in like listening to what Nate just said about the coaching staff. I will tell you guys a small fear that I have. I think you can very easily talk yourself into everybody coming back next year. I really do. I agree. I think the Chiefs have had some tough luck. I think if you replayed this season, the Chiefs probably make the playoffs. They don't lose all of those games again. Travis Kelce makes that catch. Harrison Butker makes that kick. You don't get a holding call. Like, if you just reset the game and replay the season, I don't know if you get the exact same outcome with everybody. I don't know if the Broncos go 11-2 again. Like, I do feel very strongly that even though the Chiefs are 6-7, it is not all dark. It is not all doom and gloom. They were pretty close. One of my fears is going to be is that they believe that wholeheartedly and try to essentially run this thing back again. Because if you think about it, man, I don't think their foundation's changing that much next year. Andy Reid's coming back. Patrick Mahomes is coming back. Rashee Rice is coming back. Xavier Worthy is coming back. Chris Jones, George Karloftis. Like, if you made a list of their top 10 most important players, man, a large majority of those guys are under contract and back next season. Their offensive line's largely going to be the same. Their linebacker core is probably going to be the same. Like, they're going to have a lot of the same pieces. Where do you think the turnover could potentially be? What I do not want the Chiefs to do is sell themselves on a, hey, we're close, we just got unlucky, our formula has been working, let's run it back again. I don't want them to do that. I think the Chiefs need a refresh. I think they need a fresh coat of paint. I don't think you got to completely trade it in, but I think you just need to make some cosmetic changes and some, you got to fix some things. I want the Chiefs to have a different emphasis on running the football than they have this year. The Chiefs operated like running the football wasn't important this season. It is really important this season. I think the Chiefs need a 6'2 man beater. They need somebody who in man coverage isn't going to get press coverage at the line of scrimmage and can still get open. I don't think they have that guy on their team. They don't need another 5'11, 170-pound wide receiver. No, they need a 6'2", 210-pound receiver that you just can't beat up at the line of scrimmage. They need to find Danielle Hunter. They need a veteran 28, 29-year-old where they overspend a little bit on that defensive line who doesn't have a championship and is hungry to go get a ring. That's the thing. I was listening to Michael Jordan say this. He said this a couple of days ago. He said it's very difficult to stay hungry when you have. When you have, the Chiefs have everything. They got the superstar girlfriend. They got the banners. They got all the commercials. The Chiefs have everything. What they need is people who don't on their team. And one of the flaws in running it back is you got everybody that's had that success. Everybody on their team has had the champagne, knows what it's like to have the confetti fall over you. Everybody knows what it's like to be in a championship parade. They need to start over with some guys who don't know what that feeling is like. Guys who have gotten close. They need a Bosa, like the Bills went out and got. Man, I've been really close, but man, hey, this is my chance to finally go win a ring. That's the kind of players I want them to go highlight this offseason. I want them to highlight hungry players who haven't experienced a lot of success and want to play with Patrick Mahomes and want a chance to go to the Super Bowl, and they need to load back up on young talent. If we go through this year and we talk about the contributions, they didn't get nearly enough contributions from guys who were between the ages of 22 and 25 years old. And some of that, I think, is on the coaching staff. Noel Williams can play. Why has he not been on the field? Why has Noel Williams not been a part of their plan? What happened to Jalen Royals? You're telling me that they couldn't go get a running back this year in the draft because they got Jalen Royals and Jalen Royals didn't play? So if you want what my early fear is, that is my fear. My fear is they will talk themselves in this year wasn't that bad and they will just run it back again. They're going to run it back with the same offensive staff, the same defensive staff. They're going to make a couple of personnel changes and they're going to run back the same philosophy for next year. And I just don't want that.
Well, I'm going to echo what I imagine a lot of people say. If that's the company line, I will be selling Chief stock. Because that's the same company line they sold me last year. Remember, last offseason, let's rewind the clock. It's April, May, June of 2025. What are the Chiefs telling us? We felt like we were a really good team. We just had one really bad day. That was their messaging. We were a good team. We had one bad day. Well, lo and behold, essentially the same team. There were some tweaks. There were some changes. They got a little worse here, made a little better there. But essentially, the roster in 25 and 24 was the Spider-Man meme. It was Leonardo DiCaprio. It was the same. And they went out there and they went 9-8, 8-9, 10-7, somewhere in that ballpark. You're a middling football team. And if you're going to next offseason tell me, hey, the place didn't break our way, but we're convinced they will eventually break our way. You can't run it back 3 years running with the same team. I won't accept that.
I don't disagree with you. You and I are on the same page. You're telling me you can't see a scenario in which the Chiefs convince themselves of that?
I can, and I will be upset by that scenario. And I hope fans will be too.
I agree with you. And I guess the only reason why I'm doing this is, I mean, you and I identify that they had problems in their running back room last year. The Chiefs stood there and told us at every single turn, you're wrong. At every single turn, they told us that. It wasn't like you and I didn't predict that this was going to be the case when it came to their running game. Their running game was bad. It was bad. The year they went to the Super Bowl. It was bad. And this offseason, when it was obvious, hey, you guys got to do something. What did the Chiefs do? They did what was comfortable. Familiar is what they did. They brought back Kareem Hunt, which has been a positive. And then they went to go find a Jerick McKinnon type. That's what they did. They went to go find a Jerick McKinnon type. So all I'm saying is last year there were evidences and examples of, hey, it's time for you guys to do something different. And the Chiefs stood right there and told all of us that we were wrong. Now, it ended up blowing up in their face. So we'll see. I can only tell you where I am. And that would bother me if that is the plan for the Kansas City Chiefs this offseason. That should not be the plan if that is their offseason. They have to realize what is working and what is not working. They have to realize it. So we'll see.
I know we're up against a break, but I'm going to ask you this question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think a potential lack of staff changes could be the first signal that it's going the way we both fear it could go? Like, again, we have 4 weeks of the NFL left, and then we have, you know, 6 weeks of actual football, playoff football left, and then we can get to the offseason. But if it's March, and we're talking about, hey, Iowa State's taking over Power and Light, and it's the same coaching staff. Is that a signal that, we could be in a worst-case scenario?
100%. And, like, I guess to be clear here with Andy, and I will defend Andy, I think Andy has some really, really difficult decisions to make. Andy's coming back. That's not a question. Brett Veach is coming back. Also, not a question to me. But Andy is going to have to look at people who have been extremely loyal to him and people who have helped Andy have tremendous success and look at them and tell them, you no longer have a job. Dave Tobe has stayed incredibly loyal to this organization, incredibly loyal to Andy Reid. Dave Tobe has been in the Chiefs organization since 2013. It's 2025. It's time for them to fire Dave Tobe. Is Andy Reid going to walk down there and be the one to tell him that? Is Andy Reid going to walk down there and say, we have the highest paid kicker in the National Football League, but he is the third best kicker in our own division. We have not had a return touchdown in 4 seasons. Our special teams, they are not good enough. We need to bring in somebody with young, new ideas. Their special teams coach is 63 years old. They need a 42-year-old special teams coach who embraces the new rules is what they need. Is Andy ready to do that? They need a new wide receiver coach. We've heard their wide receiver coach. They need an experienced wide receiver coach that can get the most out of Xavier Worthy. Is Andy ready to go to people who have stood beside him and tell him, we need to do something different? So me and you can complain all. Andy's got to tell people that love him, people that care about him, I'm sorry, you no longer work here. Does Andy have the heart to do that? Because Bill Belichick would have done that. Bill, after this kind of season, unacceptable. We're the Patriots. You didn't do your job, so you got to go. The Chiefs have built this thing differently. They built it on family and community and run it back. That time's ended. So that's really the question to me when it comes to what kind of staff changes they're going to make. We'll keep talking Chiefs on the other side. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Tune in Mondays at 4 to hear the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm so happy that Phillip Rivers is back. I'm serious. This is one of my favorite news stories in the National Football League in some time. Phillip Rivers last played during COVID. He's been out for 5 years. Phillip Rivers is on the Hall of Fame ballot. They have to take him off now. His clock now restarts. If he is on the active 53-man roster, not just on the practice squad, which I imagine he will be on their active roster. You're not coming back to just be on the practice squad. If Phillip Rivers goes on there, it now restarts his Hall of Fame clock again. I can't wait to see what happens with Phillip Rivers. He's 44 years old. He hasn't been playing football. He hasn't been playing football. I can't wait to see what happens. I have no clue. Like, you could tell me that Phillip Rivers is terrible and the Colts have the worst quarterback in the league, which, I mean, they were going to have a hurt Riley Leonard. So, I mean, they might already have the worst quarterback in the league. They should flex this game to Sunday Night Football. I don't know what next Sunday night is. I know I want to watch Phillip Rivers at quarterback. I know that. I know it's too late, but I would really appreciate that if that's what they did. Rob, can I give you the Chiefs playoff road? Because we know what the Chiefs playoff road is. I'm sure there's other ones, but this is the This is the most straightforward one. Are you ready?
I mean, you're laying this out as a this is the road, not a you believe this is going to happen.
Yeah, I'm just telling you this is the road. The road to the playoffs. The Chiefs have to win all their games. So that's number one. That's been difficult for them.
Already a toughie.
They got to win four straight games. Now, two of those games are against bad football teams. So they have to beat Denver and they have to beat Los Angeles. Not impossible, but that's what they have to do.
Reminder, they've won six all year, so four would be
they got to win four in a row. Yeah, they got to win four in a row. They got to at least be 10-7. They need Los Angeles to lose to Denver. So they need a specific loss. They need the Chargers to lose to Denver. They also need Los Angeles to lose to Dallas or Houston. Two teams to beat the Chiefs. Tiebreaker purposes. You guys get that. So they need that too. They need the Chargers to lose to Dallas or Houston and Denver. They also need the Colts to go 2-2 down the stretch. At least 2-2. They need the Colts to either lose to at Seattle, San Francisco, Jacksonville, and at Houston. So they need the Chargers to at least go 2-2 in those games. I will say, that's not completely outside the realm of possibility that those things happen. Honestly, funny enough, the most unrealistic thing out of all of it is Kansas City's wins against the Broncos and the Chargers. That's the most unrealistic thing of any of those things. I could see the Chargers going 2-2 down the stretch and Indianapolis going 2-2 down the stretch. Those are not hard things to fathom. What is a hard thing to fathom is the Chiefs take care of business on their end because they have not taken care of business at all. Not even a little bit.
You're right. The other parts are not that crazy. And if the Chiefs had beaten the Texans, I don't have the athletic simulator in front of me. I'm sure the percentages would have been in the 60% to make the playoffs. And you could have easily started to dream a dream. Phillip Rivers goes 2-2. That's difficult. The Chargers charge down the stretch. The Broncos, I mean, there's a path for it happening. But, I mean, the Chiefs have won six games and it's December. We think they're going 4-0. Like, I know that we joke about the two gimmies with Tennessee and the Raiders. Sure that Raiders game's not going to be a loss? No, maybe it's a loss because Gardner Minshew takes on Aiden O'Connell, and who cares? Who's watching? Who cares? No thanks. They lose, whatever. But you've won six in 4 months. I don't know you're winning four in 4 weeks.
Someone on the text line with the perfect analogy. The Chiefs right now are a 10-leg parlay with your last $5. That's where they are. I agree with you. That's where they are. That's a perfect way of describing
it. But like someone points out, the Chiefs need the Broncos to beat the Broncos to beat the Chargers. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
That game's week 18.
Yep.
Are you sure the Broncos are playing real players in week 18?
Probably not.
If I'm Sean Payton, am I playing Bo Nix? And again, it doesn't matter. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to say this, and then when it happens, I can gloat. Remember last year when Bengals fans were irate with the Chiefs? How dare you not play your real players in the final game of the season?
I don't think you can have that argument if you're the Chiefs. I'm sure someone will have that argument. I'm telling you right now, I will not listen to it for a second. If you put yourself in a position where you're 6-7 and you need help in week 18 to make the postseason, I don't want to hear the Broncos should be playing their players. No. Especially, I don't want to hear that from a fan base that their team has repeatedly taken off the last week of the season because you handled your business over the regular season. If there's any fan base that know that it's about positioning yourself for January and what you need to do. So I'm telling you, I will not let that fly on this show. I can't speak for anybody else. I will not let that fly. If the Chiefs do what they're supposed to do and they get to that last game and the Broncos decide they're not playing week 18 because they clinched in the regular season, I will not listen to a single person that argues the other side. Not at all. So your hope is you need the Broncos to need to win that game to be the one seed is what you need to have happen. You need this thing to continue to stay close and the Broncos have to play that game. But if that ends up not being the case, I'm sorry. That's where you are. That's the situation that you put yourself in when you should have took care of business.
Me and you 100% see the same. I'm just stating for a fan base that, you know, cackled and snickered and had some fun last year this time by saying, oh, we kept the Bengals out because we didn't play our real players. Congrats.
I'm giving the Chiefs fans Broncos a little more credit than you're giving them. You're throwing dirt on them unnecessarily. I'm not doing that.
They're, They were doing that last year, I'm not doing that.
Chiefs fans, I'm gonna have your back here. I'm not gonna let Rob do you like this. I want to play this audio for you guys. So there was a meeting in Leawood. There's a group of people that are against the Royals moving their stadium over there.
Traffic, crime, access to emergency services. Those are some of the concerns brought up at a meeting tonight on a possible Royals stadium in Overland Park. This is the first time people opposed to the potential ballpark near 119th and Nall have gathered to talk about the impact if the team moves forward with that Johnson County site. I'm Lauren Halifax.
And I'm Scott Kilbert. The meeting took place at Leawood City Hall, but it isn't connected to city government. But that's where we find Fox 4's Lexi French. Now, Lexi, what were the main points of the discussion?
Scott, traffic congestion, safety, and noise concerns were all brought up tonight. But one thing we heard from neighbors and HOA representatives repeatedly at this meeting was what they call a lack of transparency and communication about this whole process.
I'm here telling you right now that nobody has had transparency or communication when it comes to the future of the Royal Stadium. Not a single soul. Nobody. They had communicated or been transparent at all when it comes to it. So you're not getting that. I don't know why you thought that you were entitled to that from the Royals. They made it very clear. They're not telling us anything when it comes to it. You know what? I get it. I think if you move out to this part of the city, like if you move to 119th and all, you move out there, I think you are expecting a certain way of life. And now there is an idea that is going to radically change your life. They're going to radically change your life. In your living situation, there's going to be a stadium there. That construction is going to go on for 2-3 years. It's going to take them. You don't just instantly just pop up and build a stadium. Then they want to build other stuff. They want to build hotels and restaurants and all this kind of stuff. I do understand. I'm not even saying that because I want it to be in Missouri. I do understand. You move out to 119th and all, it's quiet, not a lot of traffic, you know. Got you a nice home, good school district. You know, you are expecting a certain thing when you move to that part of the city. You didn't sign up for the baseball stadium to be there. I don't want the baseball stadium to be there. I like the baseball stadium when it's in somebody else's community. You can drive over there. You can go over there for a little bit and come back. I understand this. Someone says CDOT, they're from OP. They feel entitled to everything. No, I think they have, this is a legitimate concern. You're allowed to speak up about what you want in your community or not. Like the whole crime thing, that seems a little extreme to me, but I get it. I would understand how you would not want the baseball stadium right in the middle of your neighborhood. I completely understand, especially when there's just other options. No. And we were talking about this earlier. The thing about the baseball stadium is it's never been in anybody's way. The baseball stadium and football stadium have never been in anybody's way, at least not in our lifetime. It's always been just out there. There's nothing over there. It's a lot of room, a lot of space. It doesn't bother anybody. The baseball stadium is about to bother people. The football stadium is not. They're going to build it way out it's in the sticks. It's not going to, the baseball stadium is going to bother people. The construction, how it affects your life, your travel, your commute, it is going to bother people. So I you are allowed to speak up and say something about it, in my opinion. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive. With Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe you guys have this feeling, because I know I have it sometimes when I'm watching football. Do you ever just watch another team's quarterback and you like, man, he stinks? You guys ever have that happen? I'm serious. 913-586-7965. Are you ever just watching another team and like you're just watching their quarterback and you're like, man, he stinks? Are you just like watching a basketball game? You're like, man, this kid, he can't shoot. I bring that up because yesterday is I was watching Jalen Hurts play. And then I thought back to how much time we spent arguing about Jalen Hurts this past summer. And I just said out loud to myself, I was like, yo, he stinks. That's just what I said. Just like, he's not good. I mean, I know he's a good quarterback, but just yesterday he was bad. Like genuinely bad is what he was. That's what he was. He was bad yesterday. He was one of the biggest reasons why they lost yesterday. I mean, I understand why AJ Brown's mad at him. It made a lot of sense to me as I was watching him play. He was not very good.
Was he always this bad? Like, what has happened with him? Like, I was a person who was saying he was a top five quarterback preseason. I was wrong, but I don't remember him always being this terrible. Like, and it's not like it's all Saquon Barkley. He was a good quarterback in the first Super Bowl against the Chiefs. He's had good seasons. How has this deteriorated so quickly in Philly? Like, it's astonishing how bad he got so quickly.
Yeah, I actually think this has always kind of been the case. If you don't run the ball super effectively with Jalen Hurts, he really struggles. Like last year, when they had the best running back, one of the five best seasons in the history of the league, man, Jalen Hurts was just really, really effective last season. Saquon Barkley has not been that good this season, and you have just seen the effect that I think it has on their quarterback. Like, that's what I think their biggest issue is. Saquon's not the same. Now, we could say Saquon's not the same because of the passing game, and yeah, but that Eagles offense, it's mostly the same. Everybody's back. All the receivers are back. Their running back is back. Their offensive line, it's the same. I can't really explain what's going on with the Eagles. It's off, though. It's been off for a while, whatever their problems are.
I mean,
they're just not good.
I know that Saquon has regressed, but, like, I mean, it when he had Miles Sanders back there, he wasn't this bad. Like, it can't be as simple as if you don't have a running game, Jalen Hurts is just unplayable. Because if you were telling me that you have a back, if you had any capable backup, you would be tempted to start him after last night's performance. He was bad.
He was terrible. I mean, he was really bad. I mean, I'm serious. I think he was the reason they lost the game. I watched just about every snap of that game. I mean, just 6 yards per attempt, 0 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. I mean, he had a quarterback rating of 31.2. He was bad. He was really bad. And they even ran the ball effectively. Saquon was good. Nobody else was. I mean, AJ Brown was good, but you got to give him so many targets to make him happy. He's going to yell at you. What do you have up for tonight, man? There's no football. There's no KU basketball. They're off all week. Mizzou's off all week. What do you have? What do you have scheduled?
I thought Mizzou plays tonight. I thought they have Bethune or Alabama State.
I'm not
or
watching
like that.
I'm not watching that.
This is a good game to watch Mark Mitchell just dominate kids who have no chance to play this level.
I'm not watching Missouri until they play Illinois on the 22nd.
Tonight to catch up on some TV shows. That's kind of the move.
I'm rewatching Breaking Bad right now. I'm in the middle of, I have one episode left in season one. I'm going to watch Breaking Bad and then watch the movie. I never watched the Camino movie.
Oh, you'll like Camino.
I kind of forgot the end of Breaking. I just forgot it. So I'm like, I'll just rewatch it. So that's what I'm doing right now. All right. Take care of yourself. Patrick Mahomes tomorrow. We'll catch up with you guys. Take care of yourself. It's The Drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.